As you go to your home by the ocean, may you never forget those sweet hours.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
Hi, this is Phyllis Segura, host of Eating It in the Hudson Valley, a monthly program about anything food-related, like farmers, recipes, local products, and permaculture. I'll feature interviews, my monthly food report, and more. Tune in on the second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at WGXC.org.
I want a green salad on the side. Don't forget the French fried pizza pie, garlic and anchovy.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Respect.
On salue tout le monde qui a écouté le programme
Lille du temps
dans la radio WGFC 90.7 FM à Croix, New York, et puis tout le monde qui est dans Hudson, Columbia et Greene Counties, New York. Nous attendons le programme ça à tout sur internet là, sur site www.wgxc.org.
Ou carré nous tout dans numéro ça m'bralba nous, c'est 518 828 0290. Rete branché.
We play one part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child. I play my part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child.
Yes, please play your part for the love of the child, for the love of your community, for the love of your family and friends in your community who share your radio station with you. I'm Colleen Murphy, your co-host, and I welcome you this afternoon to the Haitian cultural program Lile Lita. The co-host is away performing in Great Barrington, and so he said that he will reach out to us during this program, and we may have a long distance phone interview with a group of Haitians in Great Barrington that we soon to be introduced to. And so I'm here holding the fort until we can hear from him. But there is no complaint. It's a beautiful day today. It's sunny, mostly cloudy, but right now the sun is out. It's 71 degrees with a 30% chance of rain later this evening, but I will be off by the time the wind steps in. In the meantime, I have some update on Haiti. And again, you know, this is the Haitian cultural program, so I will be updating you with some update on what's happening in Haiti. And of course, what's happening in Haiti and this country and Haitians and the diaspora, and I'll share some music with you and so on. In the meantime, we have the president, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, who've been traveling. I'll give you an update on that. The Taiwan, Haiti have signed an agreement aim at further strengthening their bilateral relationship, according to published report on Haitian Times. Lil Haiti in Brooklyn is now on. We have a Lil Haiti in Brooklyn, New York. And so some of the Haitians are asking, now what? When you have it, now what? What's next? The World Bank had approved a donation of $75 million for the reconstruction of road in Haiti, a 400 kilometer of road in Haiti, and the remaining $15 million and a $90 million donation for two projects. The $15 million is to create an integral system of management of financial information and to reinforce the institutions that manage public finance. And so we will have more details on that. And of course, on May 29, which was Tuesday, the Haitian Times reported that the Haitian president, Jovenel Moïse, was welcomed with a military salute in Taiwan. The president Moïse's first official trip to Taipei was a success because he guaranteed the $150 million for Haiti. The Bahamian Chamber of Commerce and Employers Confederation partnered with ALIV, Bahamas Air, and the Bahamas Embassy in Haiti this past weekend to lead a cross-section of 17 Bahamian business persons on a trade mission to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And so everything is there, and so we'll get more details on that. But again, all that money, you wonder what will happen. All that money going to Haiti for the reconstruction of Haiti. But right now, I would like to remind you that we are in a silent, WGXC is in a silent pledge drive. Help us keep on air radio everywhere. The Spring 2018 pledge drive is on. What the silent pledge drive is that you know that we have to cover the headlines and the school closing, the to hear the rock and roll, the experimental sounds, jazz, country, psychedelia, or death metal, participate in on-air dialogue with our neighbors about important issues, and to listen to Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Live without moving the dial, only on WGXC 90.7 FM. Or online at WGXC.org. And so I remind you that the Radio Everywhere Silent Drive is on. All you have to do is go to your website and click on Donate. We need to raise $25,000. That would be the station's operating expenses beginning June 6. But to get things going, WGXC had added a silent drive, a campaign conducted largely online. And for those of you who are listening to WGXC online, you're already there. And all you have to do is just click. The online pledge drive to our social media starts from May 30th through June 5th. Your contributions gathered during the silent drive will be applied to the Radio Everywhere pledge drive total. And so we ask that you contact your friends, listeners, family members, people you know who help and love WGXC to make their contributions online. So this way we don't have to extend the drive because we haven't been able to raise the $25,000 that we need on the Spring Pledge Drive. And you know we are in a new location right now. WGX is at 369 Warren Street, right there in the heart of Hudson. And if we are in the heart, we need to cover all our bases. And so your support of hands-on community radio is greatly needed. And so do what you can. We need you. Again, we have that Haiti update. The Haiti president visit Taiwan. And so the president is welcome. The Taiwan president, Tsai Ing-wen, welcomed the leader of the Caribbean nation with a military salute on his first official trip to Taipei. And as I've said earlier, that the Haitian president, Mr. Jovenel Moïse, is in Taiwan to collect or to agree or to sign, as the article would say, to sign an agreement with Taiwan. Taiwan has lost two diplomatic allies, according to the article, in the past month. Most recently, the West African state of Burkina Faso, which reestablished ties with Beijing on Saturday. China claims Taiwan as its own and considers the Democratic Island to be a wayward province with no right to state-to-state relations. Haiti President Jovenel Moïse, along with a 30-member delegation. Does it take 30 people to travel overseas to sign an agreement that's worth $150 million? I leave it up to you to decide. 30 members. So the president is visiting amid concern that his country could be among the next to jump ship and establish ties with China. Earlier in May, the Dominican Republic, which shares the island of Hispaniola with Haiti, severed ties with Taiwan by formally recognizing China. And as I've reported here on the show before, that there was a $3.7 billion deal, and Haiti was offered $4.7 billion to rebuild Haiti, practically not the Haiti itself, the whole country, but the capital, Port-au-Prince. And then after a period of time, after the rebuild, the Chinese companies will manage things until Haiti, while Haiti is preparing its crew to take over. So by the time that the money spent is recovered, that Haiti will have well-educated, manageable groups to take over the deal and then to manage the country. But of course, Haiti changed its mind. So Taiwan said, we appreciate Haiti's long-term support of Taiwan and our international participation in many areas. Taisei said at their welcoming ceremony outside the presidential office. We look forward to both sides continuing and deepening the mutual help and cooperative partnership. As the two countries' friendship remains secure forever. Even though Taiwan and Haiti are separated by large geographic distance, both share democratic and freedom values, Tsai said. In many areas, both sides have seen the result of the long-term and deep partnership. Taiwan and Haiti have been allies since 1956. And we all know Haiti is the poorest in the Western Hemisphere. And since 1956, that was before Duvalier, Père come to power. And we're still waiting for a little handout. Nothing major, just support projects that ended up in the hands of the politicians. But then the corruption, we don't care about that. We give you money, just shut up. China has launched a campaign over the last 2 years to lure away Taiwan's remaining diplomatic allies as it seeks to pressure the president of Taiwan, who it fears want to push for the island's formal independence. Tsai said she wants to maintain the status quo, but will not be bullied by China and will defend Taiwan and its democracy. President Moïse said his country was grateful for Taiwan's willingness to help with its development and that it was looking forward to relations expanding into a new phase. Haiti is looking to promote employment and economic growth with a focus on strengthening private investment, agriculture, modernization, as well as infrastructure. All these plans are currently facing very difficult challenges, President Moïse said. We are looking forward to a mutual win. Taiwan has official relations with just 18 countries, many of them poor nations in Central America and the Pacific, such as Belize and Nauru. Taiwan has accused China of enticing countries into its orbit with generous aid offers. But, you know, what can you do? A country like Haiti, $9 billion after the earthquake was pledged, and where that takes us? Nowhere. Money after money donated to Haiti to build more road, and what happened? Out of 22 kilometers, 8 kilometers were built, and then the beat goes on. So we all know what happened. That's not... Okay. Speaking to reporters in Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said those accusations were totally baseless and pure slander. And that was taken from the Haitian Times magazine. Now, what can we do? Should we allow ourselves to be taken down and then we're going down because you want ties, you want to address your own issues? And at the expense of $150 million? Well, I don't think that Haiti should not put Haiti first. Because Taiwan is putting Taiwan first. And for us not to see that and continue to allow ourselves to be taken for a ride like that just because a country said they want the country wants to maintain his own presence, so he's giving you 150. This is a situation that Haiti cannot afford to have his youth travel as refugees to Chile and Brazil because Taiwan wants to maintain his diplomatic ties because he wants to establish his own presence. We can't afford it. The World Bank had just approved a $90 million for Haiti. $75 million to be used for road, $75 million for a 400-kilometer road, and $15 million to create integral system of management of financial information. Now, in French, Radio Nord-Ouest from Haiti published that article. La Banque mondiale a approuvé aujourd'hui une aide de 90 millions de dollars pour deux projets. On May 21st, grâce à un nouveau don de 75 millions de dollars de l'Association internationale de développement, ou IDA, approuvé par le Conseil des administrateurs de la Banque mondiale, plus de 350 000 Haïtiens vivant en zone rurale vont bénéficier d'un accès amélioré à des routes praticables en toute saison, aux marchés locaux et aux centres de santé dans les départements du Sud, du Sud-Est et des NIP. Près de 61% de la population vit à plus de 2 km d'une route carrossable par tous les temps en 2015 et la plus grande partie des routes rurales sont en mauvais état et à peine praticable. Afin de développer ce réseau rural et d'assurer la connectivité interurbaine, d'ici à 2021, les autorités haïtiennes se sont fixé l'objectif ambitieux de construire 4000 km de routes. Le projet d'accessibilité et de résilience rurale permettra la remise en état de tronçons essentiels du réseau routier rural et l'amélioration de l'état des routes et de la sécurité routière. Ce sont les segments de population les plus vulnérables qui en profiteront le plus, y compris les femmes commerçantes, ou Madame Sarah, qui assurent le transport des marchandises et effectuent de nombreux déplacements pour subvenir aux besoins de leur famille. Le second projet, according to the article, d'après l'article, sur l'amélioration de la gestion des finances publiques et de l'information statistique permettra de renforcer les capacités d'Haïti à produire, diffuser et utiliser des données financières et budgétaires plus précises et plus récentes afin d'améliorer la gestion et le contrôle budgétaire. Financé par un don de 15 millions de dollars de l'IDEA, il contribuera à la création d'un système intégré de gestion des informations financières et au renforcement des institutions de gestion des finances publiques. Cour supérieure des comptes et du contentieux administratif, Commission nationale des marchés publics et l'unité de lutte contre la corruption en parenthèse, tout en favorisant le contrôle de l'utilisation des ressources publiques par la population. Les deux dons approuvés auront des effets concrets pour les Haïtiens. J'espère. Les routes sont des fenêtres d'opportunité qui transforment la vie des gens, ainsi que l'économie. De meilleurs systèmes budgétaires et comptables sont essentiels pour améliorer la prestation de services pour tous les citoyens et renforcer la transparence et la responsabilisation, explique Annabella Abreu, directrice des opérations de la Banque mondiale pour Haïti. Ce sont des priorités essentielles pour le gouvernement. Le projet d'accessibilité et de résilience rurale en Haïti sera mis en œuvre par le ministère des Travaux publics, des Transports et des Communications, tandis que le projet d'amélioration de la gestion des finances publiques et de l'information statistique sera exécuté par le ministère de l'Économie et des Finances sur une période de 5 ans. L'Association internationale de développement, OIDA, est l'institution de la Banque mondiale qui accorde des dons et des crédits à faible taux d'intérêt ou sans intérêt aux pays les plus pauvres du monde afin de les aider à mettre en œuvre des projets et des programmes qui stimulent la croissance économique, contribuent à la réduction de la pauvreté et améliorent les conditions de vie des plus démunis. Well, hopefully, but from what if history is of any indication, we know where money given to politicians went. It's always in the pocket of those who can afford to have a new Range Rover, a few new mistresses, spending money traveling to Dominican Republic on weekends. And this is where that will take us. But nobody pays attention to that because we all hope. We have hope for the best. We all are hoping for the best. But again, with all that money, I remember not too long ago, $62 million was given to the son of the former president to cover road or to construct new road from Kinskoff to another part of Haiti. Out of 22 kilometers that were budgeted to for the money to cover, only 8 kilometers, for a total of less than 30 million dollars, and so the rest was pocketed somewhere. The money, the Petrocarib, that was from Venezuela. What happened to that money? And we reported on this show that 60% was to go of the sale of the petrol, of the fuel sold in Haiti to go to Venezuela and 40% to the Haitian government for redevelopment. Where that money went? Where did it go? No one knows. And now we are talking about new deals, new money for the benefits of the people. You know, What hurts me the most when I'm hearing that much money being earmarked for Haiti is that no one in the population that I talk to ever had anything to say about how they are benefiting from this. None of my family members do. So who else? People are traveling everywhere leaving Haiti, but who cares? Now, the other issue that we have here is Bahamas, as you know, is appearing in the Haitian, the Bahamian embassy in Haiti. And, you know, we have a lot of Bahamian, Haitian in Bahamas. So that's good to hear that Bahamas has some kind of a relationship with Haiti, because in the past, most of the things that I've heard or read about was how the Bahamians were up in combat with Haitians living in there. So it's good news to hear that that's not the case. At least some kind of relations are in place with Haiti. The Bahamian Chamber of Commerce and bringing 17 people from Bahamas to Haiti. Now let's read more about this article. Partnered with ALIV, Bahamas Air. 17 Bahamian business person on a trade mission to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Led by BCCEC CEO Edison Summer, BCC is the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce, included a courtesy call to Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and Prime Minister Dr. Jacques Guy Lafontaine. Highlighting the mission were business-to-business sessions where Bahamian delegates were paired with their Haitian counterparts and a series of meetings to discuss and explore business opportunities in Haiti. Top aid facilities, electricity generation sector. Delegates visited E-Power, a power station, Port Lafito, a real estate development, and AGA Core Group, a clothing manufacturing company. The delegates also followed several presentations from the Center of Facilitation of Investments in Haiti, Funcose, a microfinance company, that's on Haiti. So you see all kind of action